All right, I have an admittedly insane idea, but if I don't ask you this, it's just, you know, it's gonna haunt me the rest of my life.
What?
I want to keep talking to you, you know? I have no idea what your situation is, but I feel like we have some kind of, connection, right?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, right. Well, great. So listen, here's the deal. This is what we should do. You should get off the train with me here in Vienna and come check out the town.
What?
Come on, it'll be fun. Come on.
What would we do?
I don't know. All I know is I have to catch an Austrian Airlines flight tomorrow morning at 9:30, and I don't really have enough money for a hotel, so I was just going to walk around, and it'd be a lot more fun if you came with me. And if I turn out to be some kind of psycho, you know, you just get on the next train. All right. Think of it like this. Jump ahead. 10-20 years, okay? And you're married. And only your marriage doesn't have that same energy that it used to have. You know, you start to blame your husband. You start to think about all those guys you've met in your life and what might have happened if you picked up with one of them, right? Well, I'm one of those guys. That's me. You know, so think of this as time travel from then to now to find out what you're missing out on. See, what this really could be is a gigantic favor to both you and your future husband to find out that you're not missing out on anything. I'm just as big a loser as he is, totally unmotivated, totally boring, and you made the right choice and you're really happy.
Let me get my bag.
Now you gather and a wheel, with your arm around your sweet one, your Oldsmobile, barreling down the boulevard. You're looking for the heart of Saturday night. You got paid on Friday, your pockets are jingling, and you see the lights. Get all tingling cause you're cruising with a six. And you're looking for the heart of Saturday night.
So hi and welcome to the Only Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas. And tonight, or today, depending on when you're listening to this, we, in Mamo tradition, are recording the podcast apparently hot and in live locations because in the background we have tried our very hardest. However, if you listen close, it's all sorts of shenanigans happening outside. Currently we have Usher. Yeah. You've ever
seen in your bed. Let's 90s give him a
Usher. There
Let's
we go.
Give him a moment.
Okay. Looking for the heart of
Saturday night. Yeah, this is what's happening tonight.
It's big tigger in the basement.
No, we're not in the basement anymore.
No, right.
We're out of the basement.
When are we doing a freestyle?
106 on Park. That's where we're at.
No, what about hits?
One.
This is
no, they had
it was
it called?
The Daily Call.
The Carson Daly
TRL
Show.
TRL.
Yeah.
Total Request Live.
Yeah.
Ah, the night. We're so bad.
Yeah.
I love how people I love how people felt the need to remark when Prince died that it was such an event that MTV shut down everything it was doing and went, we're just playing Prince videos. We don't care about any other programming you thought was going to happen today. Any Sweet 16 movie you want to watch or
nice. I should have turned on MTV.
I lived in a time when MTV actually meant music television. But that doesn't, like, YouTube ruined that.
Yeah.
Or did it make it better?
I think it made it better.
Do you? Gundam Style has been viewed a billion times.
But I don't have to be a part of that billion.
Yes.
But you did. You did see, didn't you? Usually because other people make
it. Because they watch it a billion times.
Because, I mean, I remember the days... Well, I was wrong to do this in the first place. Of like sitting down and watching MTV and BET for like hours, where I would want to hear one song, but I would sit through a sea of trash.
Like world premiere videos.
Yes.
Oh.
I remember in particular there was one Jay-Z hot banger.
Big Pimpin?
No, it wasn't Big Pimpin. It was after Big Pimpin, I think.
Yeah, it's probably the La 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 song.
No, it was not. No. It was, I can't remember, I'd like if
but
I heard
some,
it,
right?
I knew, but it was some Jay-Z thing. It was like him, and it had a couple of people. I know Beanie Siegel was in it, and whatever. And I literally, because, you know, they never told you 5:55. Right. They were like, on this show, sometime in the 2-hour stretch, we will play.
At the end.
Yeah, exactly. So I sat down the whole day just like,
but I like Jay-Z. Listening to the countdown that didn't change for months at a time.
Yeah.
I remember those days. I remember there being that one day where it dawned upon me. Andrew, you've watched this show every day this week, hoping things will change. But other than the one song they premiere every day, nothing changes about this list, pretty much.
No, that's why I listen to Rick D's
Number four would generally change to number five.
Right.
But only because number five changed to number four.
Because...
Or six jumped up to three.
Because that totally rigged system of playing music that they want to play because they got paid whatever.
Are you saying that Britney Spears wasn't the most talented?
I'm saying she wasn't the most requested.
Pretty sure she was.
I'm sure requests and talent have nothing to do with one another.
Remember J-Lo being pretty good at singing?
Yeah. Yeah. There was Jenny from the Block.
Right. Don't be fooled.
There was that first one.
Sure, that first one. I remember that one.
Yeah, there was
the other ones.
The other ones,
right?
Yeah,
man.
Mm-hmm. Anyways,
right, movies
in the Movado West of ways.
Yeah, now we have one for Damien. We only need one for Andrew to complete the set.
Mine's not as good.
This week. Mm-hmm. Douglas decided to ask us to watch a movie from the 90s, directed by his bestest buddy, Jim Jarmusch.
Yes. Terrence Taxi, Part 2.
The name of the movie being Night on Earth.
You go to Brooklyn?
Hello, how are you?
Like, I'd like to think that for the last month, we have slowly been just picking Damien's most horrific movies of all time, in which people talk to one another in taxis.
Except Andrew got it right, and
boy, you didn't.
I don't know if
we
got it right this time.
Boy, you did not.
So, Douglas, would you like to lead this one off?
Sure. This movie definitely, well... of course it didn't. It wasn't what I expected. Jarmusch directed it, right?
First of all, did you expect anything?
Does that mean it is exactly what you expected?
And also, what is this movie, Douglas?
Yeah, so this movie, how it was sold to me was that it is a One Crazy Night movie. Directed by Jarmusch. And in a way, I suppose, this is what had to have come out of his mind as a One Crazy Night movie. So it's a bunch of vignettes about, I think it's five separate stories in five separate places over the same night. And I think it's really the same time period in that night.
Yeah.
But depending on where you are, if you're on the West Coast, it's 8 o'clock. If you're on the East Coast, it's 12 o'clock. If you're in Paris, it's 4 o'clock. You know. So they did that to it. And it is a story of... five taxi drivers and something that happens with a fare that they have to drive. And actually, I am not going to say so. It sounds like Damien didn't have a lot of passion behind him saying it was bad. But
yeah.
I agree. This is not the greatest movie, but I would not say that it's the worst.
It's not
bad. It's not bad. I don't think it's bad. It's actually... It's okay because I actually rather liked the first two. I liked... Yeah, exactly. Right? So right. Okay, let's go out in order.
The third one.
So in order, there was New York, followed by LA.
No
the sorry.
First one was
LA followed by New York. It went that way, yeah. LA followed by New York, followed by France, followed by
Italy,
followed by Finland. Or Helsinki in Finland. Right? And that's kind of crazy. But I accepted it because, again, Jarmusch. I rather enjoyed the first one with Winona Ryder. That was pretty cool, you know, for this 12-year-old with, you know, grit to be like, I don't need what you're selling, was right. It was great, actually. The second one, which was, that one was perfect. It was so, so funny.
It brought us mad.
I mean,
which is why I think I was displeased with what happened for
exactly, for the rest of the movie. So the second one was almost like, it was comedic. It was comedy relief. And, you know, the taxi driver just started the night. He didn't know how to drive. The fare had to actually drive for him. And at the end, he had to be like, all right, do you know how to get back to where you were? Okay. Two rides. I think he said, essentially, what we did, just do the backwards.
Yeah. And then after that, he was like, look, just take the next left when you see the wide road. Just ask somebody.
Yeah.
Be somebody else's problem.
So that one was great, right? The next one, though, in France, I agree with you. It was a little bit, it was okay.
Watching the guys in the back give the taxi driver shit.
Yeah.
And then just watching him just decide, I don't care where we are coming out of my car. Sons of bitches. No, we'll give you some champagne. Get out.
Yeah. And I think it ended well.
How dare you.
Exactly. And I think it ended well, too.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that it was a full 100%, you know, right. In the positive column for me. The next one was where? Italy?
Yeah.
I actually, okay.
Benigni.
So,
yeah,
so
seen the most Roberto.
Now that I think about it, I don't mind that one. Because Roberto Benigni.
Right, that is what is coloring your view.
Yeah, he was great in that. And some of the stories he told some, let's just say he told some lethal stories.
Right.
Some and
security
it was
stories.
Great. Yeah. You know what? The more I'm talking about this movie, you know,
the more you forget that there's parts of it that are dumb.
Yeah, and even actually, I rather like, so for me, when I think about this, before I started to talk about it, I like the first two, and I like the last one, which is in Finland, and everything else, but
why do you like the one that makes fun of me?
Because you're Finnish.
He went to work and his car was destroyed.
Yes. I loved, and it was just great the way that they reacted. Because he's like, all right, is that. So they tell a story about this guy who has had what they call the worst day in the world. And he's like, really? That sucks. How bad was it though? What happened? You know? And they tell him, and he's like, really? Is that all?
I think I must have seen this somewhere, because that story he tells about the taxi, the Finnish taxi,
mm-hmm.
About his worst day, worst whatever story. I swore I've heard that before.
Oh, right.
I can't remember.
Right, you told that story. Yourself.
Right, I suppressed
4 months ago.
Yeah, I've definitely never seen that. But I like, he was like, yo, here's my story. And at the end of it, everybody was crying. Everybody hugged him and was like, yeah, you're right. That is the worst. And when he's like, what about your friend? Fuck our friend. You, we like you now.
You can chuck in the street.
Yeah. So I really liked, and it wasn't, I mean, there was, like, the build-up was good, but it really was the payoff in the end that I loved in that story.
Here's the thing, though. This movie is too close, though.
So what you're saying is they should have cut one of the stories.
No, what they should have done is cut some of all of the stories, make it a shorter movie, and come up with a different fancy to tell this story. Don't touch a taxi driver. Listen. Don't talk at them. Don't talk with them.
But
sorry,
while you're in the taxi,
yeah,
somebody almost dies,
mm-hmm.
and is put in a taxi to go into hospital, and they ask you to film their last will and testament, can you then talk to the taxi driver?
What you do is say, not my problem, and come out of the taxi and take another taxi without dying people inside of it.
Okay.
Because you have somewhere going.
Okay.
That is not the hospital.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
What if
mm-hmm.
you see a little girl get in a taxi?
No.
And she's telling you
uh-huh.
about
you
how...
Little girl, where is your parents?
She can't use, what was it? Morbid realism? Is that it?
Morbid realism. What if... So, I go in a taxi and realize it's his first day and he can't drive. Well, that actually happened.
That
but
one
he
was,
could drive.
That one is actually perfect, though. I don't think I could cut out anything from that.
Because it had bugging out in it.
I don't think I cut out anything from that one.
No, that one was too
no,
good.
That one was pretty good.
Yeah. The first one, maybe, but I really like the first one. The last one, definitely.
The first one, there are some shots of the car just moving around.
Yeah, maybe.
And her
yeah.
standing at the airport terminal waiting for bags to spin around was also unnecessary. Like, they should have started that airport one with the phone call that she had outside of the terminal. And the two of them is like, oh, shit. And then just, like, all of the build-up before that.
Yeah, that's fine. I can accept that. I really did like that one, though. Like, that one,
it's
I fun. Wouldn't care about.
Watching Renona right out, not act like I've ever seen her. This was really fun. I was reminded, oh, right, she can act. Yeah. She doesn't just come in trash.
Benigni could definitely be. I feel like that one would have been perfect if it was chopped up a little better.
I feel
I like that one.
He wasn't in it, they could have told a proper story.
What?
But he's so crazy.
Oh,
that
that's
what
you mean.
He
okay.
said is believable. He's too much him. It's too much him. Does he even act at this point? Is he just himself in all these movies? He's always that person.
I think he is, yeah.
He must be fun to be around.
I would imagine so. I could do with or without the middle one, the French one. Yeah.
I mean, watching him
no,
kick them
I like,
up. Watching
I like,
him
I like
kick
the
them
blind
up
lady.
Is fun.
And I like a blind lady. Like, when she first comes up to the taxi and she's just there, I'm like, I guess that works. And then he's like, I'm going to fuck with her. And she's like, no, no, no.
It did distract me that she was clearly just looking up.
Yeah. Do you think
she definitely made a weird face the whole time. He just go to a blind person and say, no, just look down.
No, that I brought this up. I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast before, but it's always worth a retelling. My sister works for the Salvation Army School for the Blind, and one day we were there and there were some blind children going across the road, and a man stopped to let them across and flash his lights to let them know he has stopped.
He has given them permission to continue on the road.
I'm sure at the time some of the other people around us didn't immediately understand why it was funny, but they quickly realized when they saw two grown people fall on the ground laughing so hard. And then the guy was like, all right. I hope this works.
There's been multiple.
To be fair, right. Aren't all blind people, don't they all become daredevil?
Right.
And so they actually should feel the added heat from the, right? Yes?
I mean,
no?
that's my understanding of how science works.
They're marvelous science.
Right. Thanks to Netflix. Netflix science.
That was perfect.
I hope that just before I leave this mortal plane, that is the last image. I can die a happy man.
Flashing lights up just my future.
He's like, what the fuck are you doing? They have kids in their house. It's not like, oh, they're just walking normally. And you're like, oh, maybe he didn't realize. Like, someone is leading a blind person across. No, both the children were like, canes and all. And he's like,
I have to say, though, that I have had many occasions in which I don't notice the cane immediately. Mm-hmm. And, like...
Yes, I understand. You just assume they're pips.
I'm like, why is that person walking weird?
Right. I like his crip walk.
But, yeah, the more I think about it, the more I...
Right.
Like this movie in principle, but I feel like if I watch it again, I'd probably
right.
have the same.
It's why I
same
said
concerns.
It's not.
About
it's
it.
Not bad.
Yeah.
This is a watchable movie, and Jarmusch did Done by Law, right?
Yes, he did. Yeah.
It kind of has that kind of feel.
Yeah,
to
it does. And also, so something I did not know
you
beforehand,
did.
But Andrew didn't believe me. Mm-hmm. This thing was a full-on Tom Waits soundtrack production,
okay, of course,
and I was so happy.
We've press play on the movie, and I heard like the first five notes of the opening song. I'm like, this is Tom Waits. Now I know. Like, I thought it was just Jarmusch, but now I know I know Douglas Pickett's movie.
I swear I didn't know.
And you don't believe me. And I will continue to that. You don't just happen across Tom Waits.
I mean, if you're making bits, it is a good bit. I think Jarmusch makes a movie, a Tom Waits song will be in there.
Douglas. I don't believe our words. So, Andrew, you and this movie, what's happening?
It's okay. It's like, I'm with you guys. I mean, the thing for me is, and if you notice, my notebook isn't our own, because oddly enough, I wrote no notes about this movie. Like, it wasn't a movie that I felt required me having
scribbled
down thoughts.
Too much Jarmusch-ery.
I love the first two bits. I like aspects of the rest.
Mm-hmm.
The Benigni one I could do without.
Really?
Like it felt like and I don't know if it specifically has anything to do with that one as much as it is the length of the movie and its placement. So it became that point in the movie where I kind of went a little bit down just interest wise because I'm like, oh, it's the same thing happening again, just a different character.
So it's more tactically.
Right. And maybe if, say, this was a TV series or a web series where they were just released five things independent of one another and just went...
And you still binge-watched them same way, but you felt like one episode.
Maybe it would have been different for me, but whatever.
I don't binge-watch.
The one thing that I will say for these, I mean, you guys have said most of what I agree with as it relates to like how all of the stories that kind of work in their own comedic way. The one thing that I'll say about these stories, and I think what makes them work the most, is that at its core, all these stories are about random people kind of just getting together, kind of just engaging with one another.
One crazy night, right?
Because I mean
that's what the internet thinks.
And I mean that's the thing about movies is movies allows us to be idealistic to a fault, right? We are all cynical people, and by we I mean you too.
Oh,
I
am not. Excuse me. Is there something you'd like to tell us,
Damien? To be fair, we are the important part of Tom.
Right.
We are like, if this were a law firm, we would be the managing partners.
Right.
Yes.
So I'm just like the front.
You're an associate. Actually, you're a paralegal at best. Okay? Like,
you'd be...
You're the admin assistant that sometimes helps us sort paper.
He'd be the guy that gave us the money to open the practice. Like, his name is on the building. And let's be serious.
And you let me work in the office.
Right. To, like, give him something to do. Push these papers.
Movies allow us to be idealistic, and the world is cynical, and a lot of people today will tell you that they don't even know who their neighbors are. I don't know who my neighbors are. A lot of my neighbors are.
I know him as a judge, because he used to be a judge.
Yeah, we used to know Bishop.
We had a neighbor which we called Bishop forever, because as far as we knew, he was a bishop. I don't know how true any of that is.
I've been to several of his birthday parties. I've given that man birthday presents.
And you said happy birthday, Judge?
Just said Judge.
Yep.
I'm a shitty neighbor.
And I mean, like how you said, Damien, about your taxi...
Yeah, don't talk
creed,
taxi
your taxi creed.
Don't.
When you jump into the taxi and shoot a dying face. Man, you jump out and say it's not bad.
Right,
that's kind of how I would treat most of these. Like in the New York story, with bugging out, in it, he's ready.
Gustavo Fring in it.
Bugging out.
By the way, and I've said this to Andrew on multiple occasions because I think we've seen him in a couple of movies recently when he was younger, and I see him because I know him in his younger roles because he's in things like The Usual Suspects and whatever. And
right,
I know him in his older roles, like Fring and whatever. He's one of those people that I don't connect the young and the old person, right? There are some people like, you know, when you grow up, for instance, I grew up with, who is the best one? Glenn Close is one person that I do that with as well. Who I grew up with, Glenn Close being fairly mature versus actually now being a little bit on the older side. And some people like, say, a Donald Sutherland, even though he actually kind of does look like himself. And
Jeff Daniels.
No, I was thinking...
Jeff Daniels because
I was thinking
the shitty movie that they just did a sequel to. With Jim Carrey, Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
He was relatively young.
But he still looks very much the same.
A lot of his movies,
you know,
up.
Like I feel like there's some people where you look at old man and young man, and you have to be real on it to be like that's the same person. If you have this picture of them as the old person, or kind of imprinted in your brain,
it's pretty good. I think I do it with two people specifically. I do it with Drew Barrymore. Like,
E.T.?
Not even E.T. Like, past that. Like, Ever After, that Drew Barrymore and Younger, like, down to E.T.A., that is one complete person. And then the Drew Barrymore we have now, that is like, Mother, Drew Barrymore, that is a complete other person. Another person I do it with is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah,
even though I understand that Gilbert Grape is a fantastic movie and show that he had talent in, I consider him pre-good and then post-good. So I just ignore, like, somehow I've taken Gilbert Grape out and attached it to one.
Yeah.
Time travel.
Right. Yeah. It's like, oh, I remember when he was a heartthrob and terrible. I know he's great.
You have the circle. And what he did was you cut down on the circle.
No.
But yeah, the story with Buckingham Town in New York, like that's it. That's what I expect to happen in real life. You jump in a taxi, you see what's about to happen, you jump out, and you find, like, no matter how hard it was to get out one taxi, you're finding some other way because this just isn't
going to
happen.
I'm going to watch him now.
And the story in itself just continues in a weird idealistic manner in which these two people connect over this evening. And then over something as dumb as their names, right? Mm-hmm. Your name is Helmet and Yo-Yo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that was great.
You're Mr. Lampshade and all sorts of jokes. And it becomes this fun little moment of just cultural back and forth.
Yeah.
Which are fun. They're light. They're loving in the way that they're not mean in any sort of way. Yeah. And I like that about them.
Until...
he refuses to help him.
Mookie. Mookie comes around and things get a little mean.
You know her name wasn't Mookie in the movie, right?
No,
I know
her
it
name
was
okay. Mookie forever.
But actually, I refer to her as that because that's what you were calling her the whole
because
way through the
movie.
Because
that's what she keeps saying in the movie. Like every time I hear her voice, I hear her saying Mookie.
terrible.
But yeah, and I like that about the movie, but at the same time, I don't feel it's too long for the sake of all the stories being too much, because I think each story kind of lasts its own weight that it needs to. I just feel that I could have done with one less story, and if I have to chuck one, I'm chucking Rome.
No, France.
Right.
Get chuck rid of France.
Chucking Rome.
Not chucking Rome, chuck France.
Chucking Rome.
Maybe it's because I got the most bored in that one to this stage. Well, not bored, but... I was a little bit tired, and I did doze off a little bit in France.
That's why we're chucking Rome. Because you didn't see all of France, so we should chuck Rome. I can go back and watch it.
I like Rome a lot, though.
No, you like
I
one
like Benigni,
aspect of
yeah.
Rome a lot. Which, I mean, if you went to be biased, it's not bad. But, Justin Timberlake killing it outside. Speaking of people who I separate young and old.
Yeah,
right.
This guy.
I'm not an NSYNC fan.
But
I might be a Justin Timberlake.
You see, here's the thing. I don't think about separating young and old as being like a good and bad separation. I think as there's a separate person and they're there and I like them, but I don't connect them with the person I like who is old.
Yeah, because that's
right?
what I'm. That's
the,
what I'm
what
saying.
What you're
now.
Doing is
yeah.
going like he didn't exist before NSYNC was over.
Yeah,
But that's not what I did with Drew Barrymore.
Because, no, for instance...
Drew Barrymore is just two different people.
Because that's what I was saying. So, I mean, I agree with you. There are people where I'm like, good, there's a line.
Right.
Before is good, after is bad. Definitely DiCaprio is one of those people. And Catch Me If You Can is that line, right? But there are people where just their physical presence, until somebody told me or until I looked it up or whatever, I did not connect that this person that I grew up with at that who was age, let's say 60, is the same person that I saw in this old movie that I just watched and could not recognize as Mr. 20-year-old, you know? Like, and when I connect those dots, it's like, oh my goodness, it's almost like square pegs and round holes and not quite connecting. And I still sometimes don't actually connect the person, and sometimes I do. So there are people like that where I'm just like, really? You don't look the same to me.
It's going to happen more and more in our lives.
I'm sure, yeah.
Good morning, Miss Snip, Snip, Snip. Your haircut is as short as mine. Good morning, Mr. Snip, Snip, Snip. Your haircut is as short as mine. Bear rum, lucky tiger, put your wax, crack attack, shoe shine, jaw, break a magazine, wax. Hang around the barbershop, side burning clothes, grab them on a Mr. Ferguson. What's a good word with you? Staying out of trouble like a good boy should. I see still cutting hair, still cutting glasses. Got a couple passes to the ring, brush, pound, piss, suckers.
Anything you guys want to talk about?
The NBA playoffs.
We're not talking about NBA playoffs.
Formula One.
We're not talking about Formula One.
Football.
We can talk about Leicester City.
Not Leicester City.
We're not talking about football.
No, Leicester City.
The Olympics are coming.
Not talking about the Olympics.
Euros are coming.
And we can talk about England.
Copa America is
coming. No, we're not talking about Copa America.
The British are coming? No, they're not. They're still rocks.
There's Harry Kane.
Yep. Ah, the sky is blue, the grass is green, England sucks.
Alright, obviously I want to talk about this. Douglas knows I want to talk about this. Damon, I know you've heard it. I know you haven't watched it.
Right, Game of Thrones.
There was something that happened in the last week that we haven't spoken about. Uh-huh. And it involves lemons and sugar and water. So, it is lemonade.
Damon. So, Lemonade.
Oh, the music.
Yeah. Andrew acquired the Lemonade. She calls it a visual album.
Right. I acquired the audio album.
Right.
Which is okay.
And I have to tell you, he got it at the beginning of the weekend.
Uh-huh.
By the end of the weekend, at least. At least.
She's very pretty, I'll give you that. If you need an excuse to stare at her, I can't.
Yeah, rugby.
I watch Cat Dead in some five seasons.
There you go.
I'm not about it. Is it good?
I love it.
Of course you do. Douglas, have you seen it?
I've watched bits and pieces of
it. Is it good?
There are songs that I like, but let's be real, guys, it's Beyonce. There are going to be songs that I don't like.
A lot of them sound like songs she's put out.
Because that's
first of all,
does.
This might be the first time I'm actually listening to a Beyonce album.
Yeah.
Like, other than hearing like the random single she puts out, I've never listened to a Beyonce album or a Destiny's Child album or anything like that.
Speaking about separation,
there's Beyonce and Friends, and then there's Beyonce alone.
Right. Queen Bey. There was some hubbub on the internet. Some guy said some dumb shit about Beyonce and her music video, and the internet decided, instead of ignoring people when they say dumb shit, they decided, no, we're the internet, let us attack. Always in attack mode, attacking this man, things he put out on Twitter. Really, we're still doing that? Can we stop that 2017. I'm not like, get it out of the systems this year. Right? Attack everybody. Now that Twitter is a news app, not a social network anymore. Officially.
That's how I use it from time to time. What is that? Did they right, actually call like, themselves that? Yeah.
Sure, they did. Yeah, they did. They're like, we're primarily news. No, you're primarily a waste of time. The Economist is primarily news. Yeah. Your news in the same way me telling Andrew that I fell to this news.
No, actually, I'd go a bit further. Twitter is news the way that you would tell Andrew that, you know,
I like
Osama bin Laden was... Osama, what the hell? Obama was murdered today. Right. And, you know, and that didn't happen. Yeah.
If by using me, not news.
So right, lemonade.
Right.
Before you guys go too far.
Can I just start putting it over?
No. Like, today I actually like listen to the music part, like, without the video.
Finally.
Without the video.
Right, he was watching it on mute.
I actually listen to, like, because, weirdly enough, watching the...
Yeah, it's clear that it's snippets, it's not actual.
It doesn't, thing. It didn't feel like it, but for the most part, listening to the album kind of matches up.
Oh, really? I hear she doesn't talk in the album, no, though, which is great. So, the first time Andrew tried to make me watch this thing, I sat up there, and it started with this kind of nice harmony thing, and I was like, okay, this sounds okay. And then she started talking, and she continued talking, and she kept talking some more, and literally, I think, I don't know how long I let it go, maybe 30 seconds. And I said, I turned to Andrew and I said, Andrew, it's taking too long to get to the point. And I walked up and I left. I got up and I left.
Because you're a bad person.
You're a sexist kid. Don't like to hear women talk.
I did then come back and continue. But yeah, that was kind of annoying. Especially when you're not exactly in the mood. When somebody's just like, Douglas, lemonade. I'm like, come on, Andrew.
All right, Douglas, behave yourself. Andrew, tell me what you want to tell me about this album. That will keep interrupting. I promise I'll try.
You'll try and keep it in check?
Yeah, keep this wild.
Here's a book to you, boy, if he
does. I usually use a roll of newspaper. Stop it.
I didn't mean to make noise. It's on silent.
You're a child.
No, it wasn't that. Hold on. Uh-huh. I'm trying to...
It's still not on silent, Douglas.
I know. Hold on. What it is that... It gave me a push notification, and I'm like, why the fuck is this game giving me a push notification? Mm-hmm. I need to turn that off.
And you tapped it.
I tapped it, and nice. Yeah.
Right, Andrew.
Lemonade. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I wanted to talk about when it comes to Lemonade, before we actually get to, like, me listening to a Beyonce album or any nonsense like that, is something we kind of also touched on a little bit earlier, music videos. Right? We haven't watched music videos in a long time.
I watch music videos sometimes.
Yeah. No, you turn them on in the background while you do other
things. There's an odd occasion where I'll watch one where, like, someone tells me, Andrew, Adele has a new song out, and the guy you like from French Canada, why can't I remember his name right now?
French Canada.
Mm-hmm. The guy who did Mommy.
French Stewart.
And Tom at the Farm directed the video. You're going to want to watch this. I went, alright. Andrew, there's a Rihanna song out. You've never liked a Rihanna song.
Xavier Dolan. Why would you Xavier Dolan. That's his name. Why is it that I remember his name and I... Probably because I hate him. Yeah, that's probably what it
that's
is.
That's how hate works.
You have a stronger...
A stronger bond with
him. Yeah. There's a new Rihanna song out and the music video is directed by a guy you like from Spring Breakers. Mm-hmm. Why don't you watch a video? I'm like, alright, I guess I will. But for the most part... I don't care about watching music videos. I'd rather listen to the actual music. And part of it is one of the things that I remember you saying when the movie I think we discussed was Howl, right? The things people sing about in songs versus the pictures they put on the screen generally don't match up most times, right? And not even in an interesting way most times. So it's not even like they're doing it intentionally to kind of bring out something else. It's just there to advertise. And I think for the most part, it's due to laziness more than anything else. Where they're like, look, this is just an ad for the album that they need to sell. So let's do what is working. And there are some music videos that I still watch because I love them. Like watching a lot of the old White Stripes videos that Michel Gondry directed. Every once in a while, I'll go on YouTube and just roll through those. Because even though they fall in that category, for the most part, the visual doesn't match the lyric. It is a interesting visual to watch, right? And this is where Lemonade comes in. Mm-hmm. In that, and no, Damon, I'm not talking about Beyonce herself.
I'm sure you're not.
This is an interesting visual, just collage of things to watch and put on. It helps that the album is goddamn fantastic. I love this album. I mean, I'm almost happy that with the video as well as with the album, they just tack on that one song everyone knew from before, Formation at the End, because that's the song I get rid of. And I don't know what it is, because I remember, as Douglas said, I got this thing at the beginning of the weekend, and I think I watched it 2.5 to 3 times, mm-hmm. the video part.
1,000 times, right?
And it got to the point where I was afraid to listen to the album away from the movie. Not because...
You didn't want to ruin it.
Because I have crazy disconnection with the video, with the movie itself, which I just like it. Like, you guys make fun of me for some Malick movies, and I...
All Malick movies.
No, he has one. Excuse me? Yup, he has one.
Where?
The first
in his
one.
Yard?
The first one.
Never said
it. Badlands. You've seen it, you hate it, but...
Yeah, because it's bad.
And even the Shane Carruth film, the second Shane Carruth film, the one you guys don't like.
I don't know who that person is.
The guy from who did Primal.
Oh!
Color.
Oh, don't even talk to me about that movie. Yes, that's what that movie makes me want to sound like.
One of the things that I love about those movies, watching those movies, is that for the time that those movies are running when I'm watching them, like, there's a weird serenity I feel watching them. That it almost feels like someone, like, people like to talk about listening to, like, whale noises and calming themselves.
You mean like that noise?
Don't do it. Whale noises and all sorts of other things that soothe them. People talk about ASMR, that's for people with, I don't know what term to use.
A psychopath.
For what these people are that need these things to help them. I don't know the term, okay? Calm down. It's a thing that it's not necessarily that it feels familiar, but there's a calmness to it, and there's a way in which the images are put together with whatever sounds are behind it that just work for me. And I enjoy it, and it just plays like a symphony that I love to hear again and again. And I think Lemonade is going to be one of those things for me. And I'm not just talking about the album, I'm talking about the actual video put together. And even the talking bits where they're just kind of going on about stuff. No, I'm not going to dare comment on people going like, but did this really happen? Because I view this album the same way I view David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust. I don't think David Bowie went to space and was a space pirate and did all sorts of things.
But Andrew, he spoke to Major Tom. Are you telling me that Major Tom doesn't exist?
Look, we got
He's
that.
Major.
Look,
we He's got, a major in...
We got that amazing YouTube video of the astronaut singing, doing that song.
Yeah, that
and
good.
That will forever be
that was good.
Wonderful.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Right?
Yeah. Even I saw that. All right, cool.
I see this as nothing other.
I love that he had to actually talk to David Bowie's people to be like,
please
let this up. And I like, they're like, all right, fine.
I like that they had a stipulation on you where they're like, you get it for a year.
And then they even extended it after that.
Yeah, they gave it back. But like literally once a year, he had to put it down. Yeah. And then like a few days later, they let him put it back up.
Yeah.
I view this as nothing other than a great concept album. Right? Which I am certain women are going to talk about forever. Men should talk about. It is a great fucking album. Damien, you've been listening to it. And I know might not be as strong.
To be fair, I like most of the songs that I heard. So
by
far,
the way,
right?
The song that you said that you loved, you think you liked,
uh-huh.
Jack White was on that song.
Who the F I song?
Yeah. That was him playing guitar.
Oops. Okay, that makes me love that song even more. So,
and you can actually hear him like.
There's this girl that I work with that is a big Beyonce fan and. I had her take me to get my car today, and she was, of course, she was listening to that album. And I'm like, "How's about this song? I want to listen to this song." And she's like, "Which one?" I'm like, "The one where she talks about JC cheating on her."
She's like,
"Yeah,
which one?"
I have to try and figure out a better way to describe it.
You should have just said the most rocky song there is on the album.
No, I ended up being like, "Oh, she says something about who the F.I. is," and she's like, "I know which one you're talking about," and she went.
That's a Jack White song.
That's awesome. Oh my goodness!
Like I was listening Jack today, White. I'm like, that is definitely Jack White's guitar playing,
and it's confirmed.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Yep, that's right.
I like the song with Kendrick Lamar.
There you go. There you go. What can we say, Damien? Rose before hoes.
Alright, fine. At least I know I'll have friends.
I guess I'm going for the laughter. Right? Yep. Like, no matter what I said before, all because I laughed.
Wait, you're here?
I thought you were all about these things, Andrew.
Nope.
I laughed at the joke. Yep. They didn't find it funny. What do you think is the sunshine? Just a twinkle in my eye. Got a ring around my finger. Call it 4th of July. I get a little lonesome, tip off of my cheek, on the bay, an ocean in the middle of the week. Went to find the graveyard, stepping on the crack, laying by the other time, one eye attack. Coming to town, night train, arm full of boxcars, wings of a magpie, was a hooligan night. I'm gonna tear me up a rainbow, wear it for a time. I never told the truth, so I can never tell a lie.